April 18, 1974, interviewer Brent Lambert, informant Charles Imlay.
That's right.
Subject, Reedville Farm. Could we start off with you just explaining your family's relationship to the Reed Farm?
Well, our relationship to the Reed Farm was simply that we handled their grain in the early days, and the later days too. And we stored the grain, and cleaned it and shipped it to town. And it was wasn't bulk. It was all sacked. So that
your father ran the
father ran the we didn't call it a granary, we called it a warehouse, a grain warehouse.
And his name was
J.B. Imlay.
What kinds of crops did the farm produce?
Well, wheat was the principal thing in the early days. And then they got to growing oats, and then they raised considerable hay on it to feed the horses and stock in Portland. And they
in 1871, Reed imported 100 head of high quality sheep, swine, goats, horses, cattle, so on and so forth. What was the result of that, as far as you're aware?
That I couldn't say. My recollection was the dairy, and they did have sheep. Mm-hmm. That I do recall. But I couldn't give you much information in regard to how successful it was. I think that they got pretty well fed up on their dairy herds. It was hard to get proper help, and there wasn't a great deal of profit in. There wasn't a great deal of profit in milking cows and what have you.
Would that have would that have been after the farm passed out of Reed's hands?
No, that I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. That I can't tell you, because I don't know when they separated. It, as far as all our dealings was with Ladd and Reed.
Mm-hmm. As far as you know, and then they were co-owners.
As far as I know, they were co-owners, but I don't think it. Whether I'm right or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sure thing. They had a an accountant, Martin Winch, that they brought out from the East, and he had charge of their books and things from the farm. See, this was only one farm here. They had 3,000 acres that down in the valley. That was a very large, very far, very, very large farm. It was at Amity that that farm, or out of Amity. I don't know what they eventually did with that, but I think they sold part of it off. But there was 3,000 acres in that particular place. I've been down there.
That was a single holding?
That was a single holding, as far as I know. Farm. Gosh, I wish old A.H. McGahn was alive. I'd be able to get you all that information.
I read in one article on Reed that that he owned 14 different farms.
Well, he had a lot of money. He had a lot of money in farms. Great deal of money in land.
Can you give me some idea of the physical layout of the buildings on the property?
Well, on the Reedville property, why, they had a horse barn, a cow barn, a tank house, a creamery, and also a hog barn. And there could have been more of that, but that's all they had at one time. They used to separate the milk and feed the skim milk to the hogs, but I think that wasn't a very profitable venture.
In relation to the main farmhouse, where would the other buildings have been?
Been south and west. One, the horse barn was south and east of the driveway through there, at the end of the driveway. And then the others was south and west, all back that way.
And what about the round barn?
Round barn was across the railroad track, due north of the driveway into the properties, and they had race horses there, but that was before my time. I don't even recall it further than the judge's stand that was out in the field. We kids used to climb, get up there and think we were really something. By gosh, we always thinking that there was Indians in one thing or another around. But that was out in the, it was about a 50-acre field that they used for racetrack and what have you. I don't know just exactly what else was there. There wasn't anything else there outside of the round barn, and that was separate, and that was over near the present highway, Walton Valley Highway. There wasn't anything. It was a crossing from the barn or from the buildings, and to the north of the road. That was known as the Portland Road.
This is the road that runs right past the gate?
That's the one that runs right past the gate. That's right.
You mentioned horse racing. Was there any competition among the different farms?
That's something that I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea. It was gone before I was able to remember about it anyway.
And the period that you're speaking of would be around 1900?
Oh, that period would be about around 1890, or even prior to that time.
1890 for the horse racing, or for the period that you're remembering yourself?
No, that is for the horse racing. The period that I remember would be from about 1900 on. Mm-hmm.
Would you describe the house for me, the main Reed house?
Well, it was a T-shaped house, and they heated it with fireplaces in either end of the living quarters. They had two big fireplaces, and they heated the from that, but the kitchen I can't remember too much about what the kitchen was like. I know it seated a lot of men, 30, 40 men at a meal, because I've eaten there lots of times. I used to sew sacks on the thrashing outfit.
How many rooms did the house itself have?
Well, there's two bedrooms downstairs, and I think there was four upstairs. I wouldn't say positively. There were six or eight rooms.
Do you remember the layout of the building inside well enough to be able to describe it from the time you walked in the front door? Which rooms were where?
The front door opened into the living room, and there was bedrooms on either end of the house, and then the upstairs. I can't, whether there was four or six bedrooms up the stairs, I couldn't say. It was a nice house, had a big porch on the front of it. And
how was it considered in the community in terms of being a nice place, fairly nice place?
Very nice place. There's one place down here that you should get, and that's the history of the Willoughby House. That was an old hotel in there, and the old, they call it the Century House. It's down I can't remember the details of that house, but they were all built on the T shape. That was built possibly by the same architect.
Do you know, or do you have any idea when the Reed House might have been built?
No, I haven't. I haven't the slightest idea, but I imagine in the 70s, at least. Sure of it.
Where was the creamery?
Creamery was west of the main house. They run out the back kitchen door right into the creamery. It was, I suppose, 20, 30 feet from the house.
And how was it? How was it built?
How was that creamery built? It was built out of the finest kind of lumber, and the walls were filled with charcoal for purposes of freezing, and they kept their fruit and potatoes and stuff like that in there. It was, I don't know whether it was concrete. It wasn't concrete, because I think it was brick and plastered with cement.
And this is the building that was used upstairs as a dormitory?
Yeah, the building was used as a dormitory. Till the latter years, and then they had tractors.
But previous to that, everything was done with horses.
Everything was done by horses. Used to see those fellas lay out of land. By gosh, it was without a darn thing, and just there with their eye across these fields out here.
Was the Reed Farm always considered as the center of attraction at Reedville?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. Of course, it all depend on the foreman. But I don't recall. I don't recall that.
Did Reed spend much time at the farm, do you know?
No, I never saw the man in my life out here. He could no doubt could have been without me mm-hmm. knowing anything about it. But,
The main house then was occupied by the foreman?
By the foreman, that's right. They might have used some of it when some of these fellas came out and stayed over a weekend or something like that, but that's beyond me. I don't know.
How much property did the farm entail?
800 acres. There's 500, there's still 500 there. And then there was 100, 200. And this was 40 acres here, and I think 50 acres, around 800 acres altogether.
And that was used for primarily what when you were?
That was used for.
And that property used primarily for
grain and hay.
Rather than grazing.
No, there wasn't any much grazing there. There was some. I don't think there was. The grazing would have been on the other side of the road, or other side of the railroad track.
Well, then, would it be safe to say that by 1895, for example, the livestock had pretty well been eliminated from the farm?
Outside of the dairy, yes.
Outside of the dairy.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have any idea what the result was then of the bloody stuff?
No, I wouldn't have been interested. Still, I don't know.
Was the Reedville farm fairly well represented at county and state fairs?
I don't think so. Not here locally. I don't believe they were. Say positively regard to that. I don't ever recall them ever taking anything to the state fair. When you got foremen running things without their special, they just, those things are not even thought of.
Do you remember any of the foremen's names and what periods they oversaw the place?
Oh, Willis Anderson was the last foreman on here. And that is quite a few years ago. There was a man by the name of Karstetter. I don't know how many years he was there, and then Will McElDowney was looked after not the work, but the bookkeeping and stuff like that. He was in Forest Grove. The McElDowneys were quite prominent farmers. Successful farmers.
For whom would McElDowney have been overseeing?
Responsible, too. He'd been responsible to Martin Winch or A.H. McGowan, either one. Martin Winch, I believe, was, I don't recall correctly whether or not, but he was. I think they brought him from New England states out here. He was just a wee bit different than the people were out here. He didn't stay here. He lived in Portland, and they had an office in Portland.
By they, you mean Ladd and Reed?
Yeah.
Was the farm generally known as the Ladd Farm or the Ladd Reed Farm?
Ladd and Reed Farm. As far as I recall anyway. It's always had been Ladd and Reed Park.
Can you trace the disposition of the land or the farm from the time it was bought by Reed to the point when the Sisters of St. Mary acquired the property?
Just how do you mean? Just how do you mean?
Well, the different owners of the property in order of succession.
Well, they weren't. All these fellows were foremen. They were all foremen. Well, some of them were good. Some of them weren't good. Some of them couldn't. I don't know how. Whether they hired them by trial and error or what. Sometimes I think it was more error than it was. Some of these fellas, were pretty poor farmers, in my opinion.
Well, Ladd and Reed bought the property about 1860, according to the records I've been able to uncover.
Yeah, I think that's very, very, very possible.
And then,
all of this stuff in here was donation land claims, and that's very possible.
Do you know to whom the property passed after Ladd and Reed got rid of it?
Passed to Pat Kelly, and Pat was killed by a hold-up man. They came in to hold him up, and he wouldn't be held, and so they shot him.
When was this?
That's many years ago. You'd have to look the record up on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would this have been around 1900, or?
No, it was. It's not that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. I would say maybe 1910, somewhere in that neighborhood. But I think it is even not that long ago. I'm sure it wasn't.
But Mr. Kelly acquired the property from Ladd Reed Interests?
Yeah, he did. He traded that property. At West Slope, he traded that to them, and then they subdivided that.
And who wound up with the property after Kelly was killed?
The Algesheimer. Mary Ross, his sister, inherited it, and then she died, and. Her brother-in-law, Con Algesheimer, I think is, I may be giving you the wrong information, but I don't think so. I think that's correct. He was a big farmer out here.
And then who wound up with the property after?
The Sisters of St. Mary's.
Did he donate it to them or sell it to them? Or?
Well, I think they got everything. I think that was when he died. Why they got everything. I'm pretty sure that that's the gossip anyway.
Do you know what year it was? And the property passed into the sister's hands?
No, I don't. Not now. I did it one time, but I couldn't tell you the exact date of it. But they've had it for quite a few years.
They're still operating it as a farm?
Mm-hmm. They're still operating. That is, they're not operating, they're renting it out.
What kind of a position did the farm hold with the Reedville community?
Well, it held rather a high position, depending on the foreman that they had. And it was an income for them for their summer's work. And they had some of those fellas that worked there from spring till fall. And as I say, it was just like pretty near like a little factory in the community. It's all the work outside of their foreman, was generally hired locally. That's about the length of it. And I think it was a very good place. Gosh, we always enjoyed working there when we were kids, because I remember when they put the hop yard in, I drove the horse that pulled the wire in one row and out the other, by gosh. And that was quite a job. It was quite a deal. Driving an old horse and sitting in an old saddle all day long.
The Lad Reed people put in a hop yard?
Oh yeah. And they had a 55-acre hop yard over there. That was on that side of the road too.
The same side as the round barn?
Same side as the round barn. They used the round barn to house the people. And then after that, then they filled it with hay.
What were the wages that were paid?
What were the wages that were paid? Oh, they got about $1.50 a day for 10 hours.
For what kinds of work?
Manual labor, farm work. It wasn't over that. Sometimes they didn't go that much. Some of the boys got $1 a day.
What kinds of jobs were there? You mentioned sack sewing for yourself.
Bundle wagons. Go out in the field and pick up the everything was in the shock in shocks. You know what shocks are? Mm-hmm. All right. They go out. There'd be a couple of bundle pitchers and one fellow on the wagon, and then they go in into the machine and pull their bring their wagon up to the feeder and throw it in. In the early days, they had bundle cutters but later on, they had self feeders, so they could throw that in. Used to be funny. A couple of them would get rather ambitious and get to throwing bundles a little too rapidly and choke her down. Did you ever do any of that?
No, I haven't. I've done farm work, but not anything like that.
That was great. Of course, now everything's combines and bulk. My nephew up at Silver grows fine seeds for Europe. Gosh, that's quite a deal. Certified seeds, that's really something. They go through the field and roach out of anything that didn't look like a good, and hand pull it. It's quite something.
Well, the seed from the Lad Reed Ranch was bought by your father then?
Well, he bought lots of it, yeah. That was shipped. That was grain, mm-hmm. oats and wheat. principally. Some barley later on.
How did the Lad Reed farm rate compared to the other farms around here?
How did it rate? Oh, as I say, it all depended on the man that it was running it. That's all. There's some of these fellas, you take some of these fellas over around Farmington and you just couldn't beat them for crops, especially those Germans. You couldn't beat them, the Kenmaws and the Schumrichs and stuff like that. You just couldn't beat those fellas for farming. This was a good farm here, good land. There was some wet land on it, but not much.
What about equipment? Did the Lad Reed people own all their own equipment, or did they have threshing crews come in?
Oh, they had generally somebody had a separator and an engine. Dance over here. He had the separator and engine, and he went out and did a lot of this thrashing and stuff like that. That was his living. He generally had 45 days of thrashing.
What other buildings were at Reedville around 1900, aside from the farm buildings here for the Reed?